Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
2 weeks ago, LGBT activists asked the Great Falls City Council to consider passage of a non-discrimination ordinance, or NDO. This week, the Great Falls City Attorney sent a memo to the City Council, which said in essence what we've been saying for 10 years. NDOs are not necessary, they're not legal, the proposed draft would require major revisions, and the municipal courts are ill-equipped to handle complex discrimination cases. Her recommendation, and we agree, is that Great Falls should forego the ordinance and pass a proclamation or resolution instead. The 9-page memo began by detailing recent Supreme Court decisions, including the Bostock decision that we discussed here about a month ago. It went on to discuss Montana human rights law, a governor's executive order, and current federal law, all of which, in her opinion, provide ample protections and legal remedies in the event of discrimination. Her second point is one that we've made for years, backed up by memos from other city attorneys, namely that cities with self-governing powers simply don't have the legal authority to pass laws in certain areas reserved to the state. These include employment law, discrimination law, and real estate law. We made this point in a lawsuit against the city of Bozeman challenging their NDO. Unfortunately, that case was dismissed by the Montana Supreme Court on standing. Even though the lawsuit was meant to be a peremptory challenge, they said it was premature because no one had yet been charged with a violation, which remains the case and makes our point. The fact that these laws have existed in 5 Montana cities for nearly a decade and no one has ever been charged with a violation means that those NDOs were unnecessary. City councils in those 5 cities solved a non-existent problem. The city attorney went on to say that the threat of legal action continues and would place Great Falls in the position of having to defend itself if the council chose to pass the ordinance. The city attorney also asked a Great Falls municipal court judge if the court could handle potential municipal infractions resulting from the passage of an NDO. The judge stated concerns with being able to handle the additional workload because of the court's current staffing. And if all that wasn't enough, the city attorney also said that the current version of the NDO would have to be revised to include an accommodation for deeply held religious beliefs, as required by the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act and recent Supreme Court decisions, including Burwell v. Hobby Lobby, Little Sisters of the Poor v. Pennsylvania, and the previously cited Bostock case. 4 years ago, Whitefish became the final city to pass an NDO. Since then, attempts have failed twice in Dillon and 3 times in Billings. Why? Because they're not legal and they're not necessary. Montana cities and towns welcome diverse ideas and opinions, and we believe in the concept of live and let live. It's what makes Montana a great place to raise our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.